Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning.
Here we go.
It's 712 Brock Hunter.
What's up, dude?
What's up, you ass? All right, we'll check out your forecast, get some other stuff here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
I'm going to add one story to your morning dump real quick.
No,
Call of Duty, yeah. Warzone, came out yesterday. And there's posts all over Facebook of women, I effing can't stand video games. It's because your husband's been playing a lot. And then it's funny, on that post, too, there's like 18 other women.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, Kyle's playing. John, he's playing. I haven't seen my husband in days.
You know, they whine all the time about, you know, I need my girl time, blah, blah, blah. Well, the guy's got something to do now. Let him play his effing video games. Leave him alone
just
for a little bit.
Get an extra TV and put on your Lifetime.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Get a hobby.
Yeah.
Instead of bitching. Bitching's not a hobby.
Damn.
Whining doesn't constitute as a hobby.
All I hear is,
you know, I do wish Kiki would get into video games a little bit more just so we could play together.
Mm-hmm.
She's terrible. She's terrible at modern video games. She's okay at, like, you know, Duck Hunt or Mario Bros.
Yep.
But, like, I'd love to play, like, you know, actually, like, missions and stuff with her, which is just awful.
I don't get it. I just can't do it.
She just ends up in the corner, like, spinning, looking up at the ceiling. How do I look down? How do I look down?
Oh, God, just give me the control.
Exactly. I got to just die. I'll finish off the round. It's fine. That's good. I need to get that new one. So
yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, that's pretty... Except Kiki's going to post, damn it, I hate
it. No, she actually loves it when I play.
Yeah.
She's like, could you leave me alone for a while? The American dream. What is it today? A new survey asked people what elements make up an American dream. Top five. What do you think number five is?
Well, what was the old American dream? White picket fence, dog.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, a good job. You know, yeah, a house with a white picket fence.
Mm-hmm. Couple kids.
Wife with big old boobies.
Yeah, nice.
Number five, paying off student loans.
Oh.
Number four, starting your own business.
Uh-huh.
Number three, having a family. Number two, owning a car. And number one, owning your own home.
All those are pretty...
Yeah.
The business one is probably a little bit more tough than it used to be.
Yeah, I think. Oh, for sure. Starting your own business has always been tough, really.
Yeah.
So
I feel like everything has been started already.
My American dream... It's just
retiring and fishing.
Exactly. Having a tall, cold beer in my hand.
Nice.
Fishing pole in the other.
Yeah.
Not a care in the world.
Yeah.
That's my American
Mine's
dream.
Like that, too, but it's got to have some golf in there.
And a wife with big old boobies.
Oh, there you go.
Always got to have the wife with the big old boobies. The American dream. Lastly, a bunch of hotels in Las Vegas are shutting down buffets due to the coronavirus. MGM Resort, Mandalay Bay, Bellagio, The Mirage, Luxor, they're all suspending the buffets for now because of the virus. I think this is smart. Because the buffets aren't healthy anyways,
even
before the virus. You ever see that person who's got, like, their whole head underneath the sneeze glass?
I was like, come on.
You can smell it from up here, man.
It's like, what's this pesky glass here for?
You got that person who's like you know, rubbing their face with the tongs. Like, what do I want? That looks good. It's like, no. I'm honestly, buffets are tough for me.
Yeah.
They are, being a germaphobe. Like, I'll almost watch for them to bring out like a fresh plate.
And you scurry up there.
And it's like, okay, no one's touched this one. I use my own fork.
I'm not smart. You know,
the only way to do it.
Have you seen the Impractical Jokers episode where Murr sits down at the actual buffet
and
just starts eating?
But if I saw that, I would lose my effing mind.
Like, dude, people were.
I would have punched him in the side of the face.
Sir, you can't pull a chair up to the buffet.
Hey, no, I paid. It's fine. It's fine. It's a buffet. It's all you can eat, buddy. That's your morning dump.